very short. So I have drafted declarations for Mike Moyle and for Kerry. This is having to do with our good friend, Mr. James, who the state is ready to move forward on. So those are drafted, and I've emailed them to you, Kerry. If you wanted to print them off, I can get them signed, and any changes that Mike and Kerry need to make, they can make those. But other than that, that's all we needed to just provide them, and they're going to move forward. So
I'll say this. You know, when I first met Mike Moyle,
you said the last meeting.
What's going on?
Did I say this the last meeting?
Yeah.
No, I really don't.
I thought he said privately, I don't want to hear it again, so I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, and he's a straight up, he's a great guy, a great character. I like Mike. So I'm not going to go into then the whole love fest. I'm fine. You guys shut me down. Okay.
Do we have any downside potential from CRS? I just opened that up as a discussion. I mean, we made a motion to not pay invoices that were billed for services that were purported. In my heart of hearts, I feel like that the source reduction scheme was sandbagged because of lack of payment on our part, that there was a pattern there that I've observed personally in other avenues.
He's got a professional responsibility to perform, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I've seen, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I've seen the bad side of
you
CRS
can talk.
And Paul, and I had to put him in his place, and I came down hard on him through another, and he got what he deserved. So it's not the first time. And it's like you go see a doctor. It doesn't matter if he says he diagnoses you're going to die, you still got to pay, right?
Right.
So, I don't have any hard feelings.
Well, I will say this for me, and I hope this is, and I think this is the case knowing each of you personally. But if we have a choice between being right and being kind, I hope we all choose kind. Because one day or another, we're going to need that.
But kind, but not gullible and stupid.
I'm not being critical, and I totally understand. Nor should we be in a position to be taken advantage of. But I just think kindness is always good.
Well, so I wasn't here when that happened. I was at the very first part of the meeting. I apologize. Actually, I was over at the other location and made my way over here. So, but yeah, I mean, there's always potential for exposure with respect to not paying a bill. But it sounds like you have good grounds for not paying the bill, and that's really what it boils down to. I mean, and they would have to be the ones that would push that issue.
Well, the motion, as I recalled having made it, was that we were undertaking an administrative review of the appropriateness of the charges.
That's perfectly fine to do that.
And we can execute that, and I just can't. Every month I saw those bills through the entire Paul Hurst as both district manager and employee of a developer. Every month I saw those bills being generated as our district engineer sending business to his own company. And we were just in a spot where it seemed like we were getting value. There was a net benefit to that. And that was probably wrong to assume that. But that was the feeling of the board at that time. It was known. And I do have some sort of angst, if you will, about tolerating that. But now we're in a different position, and we have to recognize that we have a responsibility to have services rendered to us that are commensurate with quality and the expected work product for the price.
Yeah, and the work product that's been delivered for the billable hours that we've been billed, just they don't align. They don't even come close,
yeah.
In my opinion. So
I just want to make sure that I feel better. I can't do it anymore. I feel like I'm a victim of domestic invoice abuse or something. Every time I see.
I don't know if that's a cause of action, but. but the bottom line is that it's wholly appropriate to have a review of those, and that's what the motion was.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Then do the review.
Great. Are we taking any action then based on what we've learned from this panel?
No.
Great. Any other questions? Blake, any more statements?
The only other statement is I think that the separation with Evan is it's complete now.
Good.
And we papered that really well, so I think there's.
I think so too. Yeah. I knew it was done when Carrie brought over the check.
That's right. That was in.
So I mean Roy and I actually went up to his house and we met him. It was a little awkward doing it at his kitchen table, but we got it done.
I appreciate
was Willie there, the dog?
Yeah, we handled Willie very well. Yeah, we wanted to have it over with rather than anything lingering out there. It's just too volatile and too dangerous. And so it was worth it. And it went well. It was good to have Blake along.
You haven't driven a truck in a long time when you came home, have you?
Yeah, there you go.
Did you drive the Kia truck or the?
No, I didn't have to drive the truck.
We went up in his four-wheel drive.
We went. I brought my 4Runner that day, and I was glad I did.
Yeah, it would have been starting.
Okay, board, if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to reconvene a public meeting.
I'll make the motion to reconvene a public meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number J, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.